Welcome to episode 305 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. I have just relaunched the Daily Brainwave Facebook page, so check us out on there to see how you can get a shout-out on the show. You can also email the show at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com, and rate us online on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find us. Today we wrap up Dragon Week by meeting Daniel's dragon. Christianity has held connections to dragons for a long time. On Wednesday, in episode 303, I mentioned St. George, canonized in Catholicism as the slayer of a dragon. There are at least a dozen other Catholic saints and characters who had interactions with dragons, often killing them, including Theodore of the Bithynian Heraclea. Don't let hipsters hear that name, or in 10 years there'll be hundreds of little Bithynians running around Seattle and Portland. These are all non-biblical examples of dragon slayers, meaning that they don't actually show up in the Bible, but show up in popular, especially Catholic, lore. But in the book itself, one of the more famous characters of the Old Testament, Daniel, faces his own dragon. Now, if you grew up in the Western world, you probably heard the story about Daniel in the lion's den, when Daniel was thrown to the fierce creatures as a method of execution. But so deep was his faith in God that Daniel was saved through angelic intervention. But I would wager you may not know that Daniel was thrown into that lion's den because he had killed the great Babylonian dragon. In a series of acts designed to prove the supremacy of the Jewish God over the various false deities and idols the Babylonians worshipped, Daniel systematically debunked a bunch of Babylonian beliefs and discredited the pagan priests in the eyes of the king. In his climactic finale, Daniel confronted a Babylonian dragon and made the dragon explode. How's that for an ending? Finally, fed up with his antics, the priests demanded the heretic Daniel be thrown to the lions. Thanks for tuning into episode 305 of the Daily Brainwave. Check out our new Facebook page and please rate the Daily Brainwave on iTunes, Stitcher, or however you find us. Share the show with your friends and contact me via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And now that we've trained all our dragons, it's time to move on to a new topic. So make sure you tune in on Monday when we kick off Utopia Week by meeting a famous author who believed humans should kill themselves off. Seriously. It's for the common good.